Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. Thank you for joining me for yet another great show. Guys, we got so much to talk about. Some of the things I don't know if I really want to touch on today's show, because there's going to be a series about some of those things, and some of them we need to talk about. You know, we need to talk about getting back to business at hand, which is what direction we need to take to get our communities where they need to be. Those are things we need to talk about, we need to discuss. Also, we're going to talk briefly about is every those people who call themselves your friend, are they really your friend? Are they people that you can really rely on if you need to rely on them? Do you have those people in your life? Number to call is 515-602-9653. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to open the phone lines. And hopefully, you know, you guys can get a little view from what other people think when it comes to that. But we're going to talk a little bit more about the festival, the artist festival we had, and how successful it was, and some of the other things that we got going on or that we're getting ready to have go on. Give you an update on Talk, and I'm going to share a little story with you guys. A little story about, and I hope you get something out of it. Hope you can understand where I'm coming from when I share this story to you. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Again, 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay. We'll be right back.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. Guys, before we went to the first break, I was saying a little bit about the direction of the show and what to look forward to that we got going on with the show. And let me say this first and foremost. There's a lot of podcasters out there. I don't do this to compete with none of you girls and guys. I want you to understand that, especially that's in my area where I'm at. I don't do this to compete with you. To be quite honest, I was doing it long before you, and I'm not doing anything to compete. I merely give the platform for people to express who they are, to express what they've done, to express what they want to get done, to express what they see wrong in the community, and to collectively come together with people to make some positive changes in our community. I really don't understand where the competitiveness, I think that's how you say it. I don't know where that's coming from. But I'm not in no race with anybody. I'm not looking for no clout. I do this show merely for the people. And I've said that many times before, and I mean it with everything in me. y'all, my allergies are tearing me up right now. But I wanted to stream this show. I could have easily just not streamed the show today. But I wanted to stream this show on Facebook because I know a lot of you watch the show or listen to the show when I stream it on Facebook. But I need for you to start listening to the show on many different platforms. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Apple. We're on Blog Talk, of course. We're on iHeartRadio. So I need for you to really support the show. And, you know, check the show out on the different, many different platforms that it's on, because it's on many different platforms. All right. So talking a little bit about, you know what? I want to ask this question first. I asked this question earlier before the break. How many of y'all out there would say that you got close friends? Okay. So those of you who say you got close friends, do your friends ever let you down? Of course they do. They're your friends. Of course they let you down. That was a trap question. Let's say this. I will just tell you a situation that happened to me this week. So I want to make sure that everybody that's in my circle, and I don't have many, guys. I don't have many. Everybody that's in my circle, I want to make sure that they all eat. I want to make sure that they all get to express the talents and the mind power, the knowledge that they possess. But let me tell you, there is nothing in this world that feels worse than feeling like you've been betrayed. There is nothing in this world that feels worse than you confiding in someone and find out that they've just gone around and told everything that you've ever told them. You know, how many of you guys have those people who call themselves your friend, who acts the part, who plays it very well, but then when good things happen for you, they're not as happy for you as you would like to see them be. Or they say little shady stuff to you to make you get you off focus. Or they try to get you to go the route that they think you need to go to anything you're trying to get done. Or they just don't support you behind your back. How many of you guys have dealt with people like that? How many of you guys have, hold on, guys. How many of you guys have actually felt like your friend or friends is really not your friend? How do you handle that? How do you break away from that? I know a lot of you might say you just stop dealing with them. But when it's someone that you have put some vested time in, that you have confided in, it's hard to just let them go, isn't it? Or is it safer to say that we shouldn't start investing our time, our quality time in people anymore that we think or that call themselves our friends? Maybe we should put more of that burden of success, which it should be, on ourselves and not look for the support of friends. That's such an awful way to have to be. But when you got people that pretend to play the part, and when your back is turned, they're on a whole nother agenda, that's hurtful, man. That's hurtful. And you ask yourself, why in the world would they waste their time being nice to little old me just to do something dirty? People are interesting. People are very interesting. People are interesting in how they deal with other people. People are interesting in how they, you know, this mic is getting on my nerve. People are interesting in how they don't want to reciprocate the love and support that you give them sometimes. And then you ask yourself, why am I dealing with someone who is not in my side, not on my corner? Don't deal with them. Don't deal with them. We have to start getting rid of the baggage. Oh, Alani, you're absolutely right. 9 times out of 10, friends are not the biggest supporters of your vision. That's the sad, unfortunate part. Isn't that crazy? Why would someone who call themselves your friend not be a supporter of what you're trying to do? I don't get that. I don't get that. I don't get how you can say you get with what I'm trying to do, or, you know, you're down with what I'm trying to do. Y'all, I'm old school. So you're down with what I'm trying to do and trying to accomplish, but in the same breath, you don't support it. What kind of mess is that? What kind of mess is that? This is why I roll solo. This is why I don't deal with people like that. This is why when you see me, you're going to see me probably with my family. But this is why I roll like that, y'all. I don't have time. Nobody has time. That's the one thing you can't get back is time. And if I'm going to waste my time dealing with somebody who don't really have my back, then something's wrong with my thinking. Something's wrong with how I do things neurologically, or how I make things happen for me neurologically. Yeah, you're right. Jealousy is one of them. Jealousy is one. They can have it. Listen. I'm going to tell you 100. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. If I tell you that I have your back, I have your back. I'm not going to tell you I have your back and then turn around and wait for your fall or demise. What kind of mess is that? Who can live with themselves being like that? I can't. You know, and I speak only for me. I cannot be that guy or that person told you that I support you, but then when you're gone, I don't support you. Nah, that's not what I do. That's not what I do. That's not how I teach my kids. That is not what I am going to model for anybody who looks at me as someone that knows a little something. I only know a little something. I don't know a lot. I know a little something. I do have common sense, though. And my common sense tells me that is not how you're supposed to be. Whether you believe in a higher power or whatever the case may be. Every belief system has a foundation of virtues. And I don't know any belief system where the virtues allow that. It's a very interesting question. It's a very interesting topic. It's a very interesting outcome if it is looked at in the right way. I don't know. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. We teach our children some of the craziest things. Matter of fact, let me play a clip. I want to play a clip. I've played on this show before, but I want to play a clip from the late, great Dick Gregory. And he talks about how we should teach our young black boys. Let's see if we can find this. Okay, here's the clip with Dick Gregory. I think. I don't think that's it, y'all. I don't know what's going on here today. I tell you what, let me find the clip, and we're going to come back, and we're going to play that clip, and I want to play another clip from the doc. Okay, I got that clip. Let me play this clip of the Dalai Lama. Okay, I want to play this clip, and I want you to listen to what he has to say, all right? So here's a clip of the Dalai Lama. I think it's courtesy of Stanford University. Now, forgive all the...
Stanford University.
Yeah, there we go.
Changing mind only through compassion or education, not by force. We have to find ways and means to solve that through dialogue. In order to carry meaningful dialogue, first, it is necessary, respect the other who have different view. Consider part of we part of humanity. My future also depends on them. So respect and listen their interest and tell them our interest and try to find mutually agreeable solution. That's the only way. Like a Palestine problem. Both sides stand firm. Then confrontation. Now 21st century, now 10 years passed. Now 90 years yet to come. Now these young people, you are the people who belongs 21st century. My generation belongs 20th century, already gone. Now ready to say goodbye. So these young people, now you should think how to bring this century, more peaceful century, more compassionate century. So, peace, compassionate, does not mean no longer any problem. Problem there. So long human being there, human interest is there, different interest, different views, always there. There is no other alternative, only through talk. That's the wisdom side. Then respect others' interest, genuine sense of concern or concern of others' well-being. That's the basis. So combine these two things, genuine spirit of dialogue can develop. What do you think? Do you agree?
Guys, I'm telling you, y'all gonna hear music in a minute. They're late getting that started, but y'all, I agree. You say you must determine what level people will and can support you, and the reasons that they do or don't. I don't even know if I really, really care about why they don't. I know it probably can be information that I would use strategically in my growth, or anybody could use in their growth and what they're trying to do. But how much weight would you put on why someone does not support you?
Every day I feel the haze of life surrounding me.
I don't know.
Closing in the dim my sanity, so almost wish to
not be.
I played the boulevard, but never had to see them bars. I guess I'm lucky, new kids that did me shiesty. My life is priceless in the end. They all got stuck for megabucks, some what they can't touch. You break me down and I'll rebuild again. Give me the tools I need to use forever questing for these millions. I stand strong like the building,
walk
a million. My offspring,
a
share the same
dreams
when
they
acquire children. You remember this one, as the cut that got you on with the hump, plus the pump. The speakers of pound, my lyrics, I'm laying down
and
the equivalent of a mind free from imprisonment. My grasp, but life's quicksand, be mad turbulent, never falling off, I push on, cause it's urgent and mandatory, it ain't about the fame and the glory, but the struggle, to stay on top, takes muscle, hustle every day, swinging a 9 to 5, my life is paycheck to paycheck,
okay,
tears and sweat, no
our
time
different.
For friends that want to fail,
hey,
become foes, I roll solo down the yellow brick road, the sign up ahead, see my future 80 miles away, I'm trying to reach my destination before the day, hey,
I don't
how
know
you
why,
doing, I'm just passing through, while all the while I'm checking
it,
my rear view.
Talking about friends, then there's a certain element of caring that should happen with just them on their side, with me receiving it. I definitely know that I would probably care if I called them a friend, or if we call each other friends. I would care
to the
before
you,
I
peace
tried
of mind
to
is a virtue. Walk with me, I never will hurt you.
I show you the road that I've been down. It's filled with numerous joys, pains, and letdowns. It's all in this life that we live in. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the unforgiving. For what it's worth, we strive to make the best of this. And pray to God that we dodge an early exit. Someone asked me if racism still exists.
Haters go, hey, I hear you.
I replied. Genesis.
Oh, that's my dude. What's up,
hey? Escapism.
I totally agree with that too. Haters gonna hate.
Escape the wounds of the world. Life is like dodgeball.
Karen definitively needs to understand that it does. Okay, so once you understand, then what? Does the hurt go away?
Again.
If they are a friend, does the hurt go away after you understand?
Escapism.
Now we'll be back in a minute.
Ooh, give me chills.
I think that we have very bad criticism in our culture.
Ooh,
and,
give me
and,
chills.
Crazy love, it's a crazy love.
Pour it on, boy.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Yeah, what's happening? This is Chase Amil, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
Back to the show. The number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. Guys, earlier today I put a little post out there on Facebook, and it showed the visitors to the show from all over the places and the percentages. And I'm pretty proud of that, because I think that the show is reaching parts that I've never been to and of this world. And, you know, not only do it show that the show is reaching and people are listening in those areas, I get emails from those people. I get from parts, not individual people, specific people, but I get emails from people that live in those parts that listens and supports the show, which is really crazy to me, especially the show's numbers are really, really growing, and the listening is getting more more heat in Brazil, and I don't understand that. I don't speak Spanish, so I don't understand that. They're listening to the show there. They're listening to the show in Canada. They're listening to the show in Ireland. They're listening to the show in the UK. They're listening to the show in Japan. It's crazy. That's crazy to me. But, you know, speaking of that, I really take the time real quick to thank places like Chicago, New York, South Philly, Little Rock, Arkansas, Montgomery, Georgia, Houston, Texas, Bakersfield, California. You guys always support me out there in Bakersfield, California. I don't know what the attraction is, but I truly appreciate it. And see, I have a few chat rooms open when I'm doing the show streaming. And I always get the love from you guys in Bakersfield, and that's crazy. Definitely where I'm at in Gastonia, Colorado. Oh my goodness. I know I'm leaving out some people, but it's okay. Tallahassee and in Topeka, Kansas, and there's one that I know I need. Seattle, Washington. Guys, I appreciate you supporting the show. And Virginia, I appreciate you supporting the show. Please continue to support the show. I just try to do the very best that I can in giving you some of the information that I get. I give you information, and you do with what you want to do with the information. I just give it to you. Speaking of that, before we got off into the break, we were talking a little bit about support with friends and why they do the things they do and why they don't do the things they should do. And I I'm talking to the Black community right now. And there's some things that we teach our young people. And sometimes I don't understand why we teach our young people some of these things, but I come across a clip that I want to play. It's from the late great Dick Gregory. God rest his soul. He is truly missed. because the knowledge that he gave was on a whole nother level of people's comprehension. But I want to play this clip real quick about his advice to young blacks, okay? And I'm eager to see if we are even remotely following any of this advice. So here's the clip from Dick Gregory about his advice to young blacks.
And don't make the mistake that most of your mothers and fathers made. When I wake up in the morning, my prayer is not thank God I woke up. The Ku Klux Klan woke up this morning. The drug pushers woke up this morning. I thank God that I made another 24 hours in the most vicious, nasty, hateful, insane nation that's ever existed, with my wits, without hating, without being bitter, without being mean. And I thank God that I survived 24 hours in that type of atmosphere with the type of amusement and friendliness. And so I would say to young folks, don't be in a state of denial of the racism and sexism, but don't let that block you. Don't teach your children that you have to be twice as good as a white. That's an awful thing to teach your child.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying because you're black, white America has a right to change your dollar for 94 cents. But we used to get 50 cents, and before that we used to get nothing. Young folks have to say, we don't want more change for a dollar. Excuse me, we want a full dollar's change for a dollar, or this cash register will never ring again.
Yeah.
I would also like for young blacks to understand that about 83% of all employment happened with small businesses. And excuse me, if you don't have a small business, then you have nobody to work for you. And I would say to young blacks, get into entrepreneurship. We will never catch up with white America till we get into business, because there's a thing called tax write-offs. And if you have a job and come together, 10 of you, and open up a corporation and have somebody run it, you hire somebody to run it, but you have tax write-offs. 98% of people that fly first class on airplanes would not be there if that wasn't a write-off. And yet, on that first class, they gave away last year $800 million, almost $1 billion of free whiskey. But if a welfare mother asked for some apple juice for the baby,
mm-hmm.
she'd laugh at.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say entrepreneurship. And then understand that we will never survive as a group until we get into communities and not neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
A community is, I control the police, the banks, the schools, the firefighters, and I control the flow of the money. And I have no problem when I go in a Jewish neighborhood and the shop owners are Jewish, and I go into an Italian neighborhood and the shop owners are Italian. I have a problem when I come in a black neighborhood and the shop owners is not me. A Korean has a right to come in and buy my shop for $30 million more than it's worth. That's good business. But if we decide that we're not going to do business with that one, then he'll have to sell it back, or she'll sell it back to a black person for $1 million.
Yes.
And then the money circulates and circulates, and that's how you change. We've been so busy dealing with the hurt and the pain and the misery and glamorizing a hand few that have made it, that we have never really looked at, like they say, your role model. If you haven't got a role model in your house, you should fall on your knees and
yes.
pray to God, because something is wrong.
Yes.
And so I would say to young folks, it's not about alcohol, but it's hard for me to say that to you when a five-year-old got to reach past mama's beer and papa's wine to get some mayonnaise. I would also say to young folks that the number one drug that will wipe you out is not cocaine, it's not heroin, it's marijuana. And they deliberately make that a recreation drug, but it stays in the muscles, it stays in the blood, and it will wipe out your memory bank. And also, this is the first time in the history of TB that TB has always been known as poor folks. It's the first time that TB is not running rampant in the ghetto. It's running rampant in middle-income white America because it's the marijuana that they spray, and that's no accident. And so I would just say to young folks, you have to reevaluate everything you've been taught. I would say to the black folks that just because a black person is 90 years old don't mean they have wisdom, and you need to listen to them, because if you was dumb and stupid when you was 9, you're dumb and stupid when you 90.
Oh, boy, that's Dick Gregory, the late, great Dick Gregory. a lot of great things he said. One of the most profound things I think that I took from that is the point that we need to understand the importance of small business. We need to understand the importance of supporting small business. We need to understand what small businesses do in the community. If the community don't support small business, then there's a problem. The small business can't survive. If the small business, let's take for instance, if the small business is in the black community, which there are, why not support that small business? Why not help that small business flourish in the community and stick around for generations and generations? Because that's what will happen. It'll only grow. It'll only get better. It'll only be there for you to utilize when you need to utilize it. Why is it so many times, and I say this with all the love that I can say it in, but why is it so many times when there is a small business, especially in the black community with my brothers and sisters, there is a business. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right, broker. That's right. Why is it that we're not good for business if we're not given discounts? Why can't we just get paid what we are worth or what we feel our worth is in our business in the community? Why do we have to give discounts? And then we're not a real brother or a real sister if we don't give discounts. What is that about? Y'all have no idea how many times I've heard that. What is that about? Why do we treat each other like that, y'all? Why do we treat each other like that? Why do we put that type of brick on each other's shoulders all the time? And I know a lot of people like to say crab in the bucket mentality. I don't care about that right now, because it's beyond crab in the bucket mentality. It's crab in the world mentality. The bucket has overflown and the crabs are loose and they're out in the communities and they're out in your neighborhoods, whatever you want to call them. They're out at your jobs. They're out in your schools. And they're continuing to do exactly what they done in that barrel or bucket or whatever you want to call it. Why can't we get past that? Why can't we understand that we need to understand how to vote? Why can't we understand that? Why can't we, our young people, to be more observant in the things that are said to them, not at them? We need to learn to teach them to be more observant in their path to success. Because it's out there and it's in front of them. And a lot of them have the the blueprint right in front of them, but they choose not to listen. Why is that? Why is it so wrong for us to want what's best in the community? I've told you guys a million times, I'm not mad at any white person that wants the best for their community, that is has a business flourishing in their community. I'm not mad at any Asian that wants the best for their community, that has a business flourishing in their community. And I'm not mad at any Spanish-speaking American that has a business that's flourishing and that wants the best for their people and community. I'm not mad at them because they should. They should want that. But what person wouldn't want the best for their culture, their people, their community? What people would not want that? So if you do want that and you're living in a community where there's businesses that are minority owned or black owned, I'm just going to call it what it is. If you're black owned business in the black community, if you're living there and you don't want to support them, move out. Move out and go somewhere else. Support those businesses, y'all. Quit sitting up thinking just because you're black, I'm going to give you a hookup. Sometimes hookups happen. I ain't going to lie. Sometimes hookups happen. But all the time, hookups don't have to happen. Because I tell you what, if you leave that black-owned business and you go cross town to an Asian-owned business or a white-owned business and you look for a hookup, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. But no, 9 times out of 10, you go to those communities and you gladly pay what they ask. But then you look at us in our own community, your people, your culture, and you criticize them for what they are worth. Help me understand how that makes sense. It doesn't. Help me understand how we can sit up and pop our collars about one small anything that happens in our community that's successful that we didn't really have nothing to do with because we didn't push it, but we pop our collars about it, but don't stand behind it. Help me understand that. Help me understand why in 2022 I'm sitting here talking about this mess. Help me understand that. Help me understand why we don't have a diverse school board, why we don't have a diverse city commissioner's board, why we don't have those things. Are we not all a diverse area in this area? I'm speaking of this area. Are we not a diverse community? Help me understand that. Help me understand why there are so many homeless people in this area. Help me understand that. I'm trying to understand that. I don't understand why. You say you asked for samples. I do too now. But help me understand. I just don't understand why we cannot support each other the way we should, the way we see other people supporting one another. Why we can't do that? And I know that's not everybody. Y'all, when I tell y'all, In Gastonia, the small businesses that are in Gastonia are unbelievable. Unbelievable. They don't get the exposure they need. They don't get the credit that they're due and worth. But when you turn around and you want someone to give you their talent, their hard-earned knowledge, their blood, sweat, and tears for a fraction of what they're asking, go slap yourself. Go slap yourself. You, hey, Bernard, you right about that, brother. You right about that. Don't know how to play at all. We just still pass and go and ain't even asking for our $200. We just trying to get more than the next person. And ain't even asked for our $200. Left our $200 on the board. But I really, really, truly need for you to understand that there are some talented people in this area. There are some smart people in this area. There are some loving people in this area. And lo and behold, there are some devils in this area. That's everywhere you go. I already know that. But how are we going to combat any of that? I say all the time, y'all, because a lot of people, they love to stay off of work for Dr. King's holiday in January. They love to post Dr. King's message, his speeches, his words, and some of and let newsflash, some of the stuff y'all post, Dr. King ain't never said. I think you need to do your research. But anyhow, you like to post some of this stuff, and you like to get your point across, like, You're so with the program. You don't really understand what people like Dr. King, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey went through. You right about that, Bernard. You don't understand what those people went through. Megan Evers died in his front yard, in his driveway, for us to have the right to vote. And we still sit up at home and don't want to go vote. Holiday that don't count. Our vote don't count. This man gave up his life in front of his children. Well, he didn't give his life up. His life was taken in front of his children. I had someone tell me today that I need to take the Dr. King approach when I talk to people. And I had to remind them, Dr. King got angry too. Dr. King said some things that he shouldn't have said or that he should have said when the time was right. Oh, Mary Jane, I hear you. You said it's in all communities. You're right. It is. It's in all communities. It is. It's in all communities. But I tell you what, it is very, very running rampant in our community. And it needs to stop. Because do you not understand that in the black community alone, we have enough to create $6 billion alone in our communities because we spend. We spend. Sometimes we don't spend on the right things. Sometimes we don't want to spend on the right things. Sometimes we absolutely don't spend on the right things, but we will spend. And the value of that dollar, it grows. Now, I don't know what it does nationally, but I do know what it does for the community. It makes the community strong. And if small businesses are strong, then guess what? People are going to want to come and build and build and build and bring more housing and bring better education and bring better jobs to the community. Just because those small businesses are flourishing. But guess what happens when you don't support the small businesses? When you don't support the small businesses, then the community starts to die down. Then people become less interested. Then our children don't get the very best schools. They don't get the very best jobs. We got to do better. We have to do better. And I don't care. Whoever's watching this or listening to this show who don't like me, go listen to something else. I don't care. You don't have to listen to me. But one thing I was told a long time ago is that you take the truth out of everything that you are here, that you hear and you're presented with, and you apply it wherever it needs to be applied to. You take the truth out of it. And that's what I do. Whether I'm talking to someone who feels the same way that I do, excuse me, or someone who feels the opposite of me, I take the truth out of what they say and I apply it to where it needs to be applied. Because, y'all, I'm telling you, we all this pettiness, all this time of not supporting people, all this time of not wanting to do the right thing by people, be right by people, be good by people, treat people right. That's right, keep rock. Treat people right. If you don't do nothing else, learn how to treat someone. Learn how to respect someone. Learn how to, when you give your word, you know, when I was growing up, they used to say, words bond, man. My word is bond. Yeah, that still apply today. Your word is bond. If your word is not good, then guess what? Nobody want to deal with you. Nobody want to deal with you. Learn how to treat people the right way. I try my best. I know I'm human. I try my best every day to treat people the right way. Even those that go around and talk about me, that has gone around and talked about me, that's planning on going around talking about me, that has done things that I know is not cool, I still try to treat them the right way. And yes, I do know if you've done that. Y'all, things get back. Things get back to people. And I always know that the things that get back to people, the ones that are bringing the messages, are ones that are saying stuff too. That's how it goes. Mary J said, people forget we are all entitled to our opinion. That's right. We can agree to disagree and have dialogue. Treat how you want to be treated. That's the golden rule. Treat people the way you want to be treated. And it's okay. I know everybody's not going to agree with everything I say. Some people might not agree with not one single thing I say, but it's okay. It's okay. You believe what you want. You keep doing things the way you want to do them. And you let the chips fall where they may. But one thing we got to stop doing is putting each other down. We got to stop discrediting one another. Sax, you right. We have to quit discrediting one another, and we have to make sure that we are being honest with one another. We got to make sure that we're not only being honest, but we are being a service to one another. That we are doing right by one another. That's all I ask. That's all I ask. Mary J, thank you so much. I sure hope so. I sure hope so, because I want my boys to understand that their dad isn't just out here bashing people on the show. And that's not what I do. Now, I can get that way if we have to, but I don't do that. I don't do that. Even the ones who bash me, I still invite them on the show so that they can get anything that they need to get out there to the community, out there to the community. I do this show for the community. I don't do this show for the clout chasers. And if there's some clout chasers out there, then, you know, it is what it is. I am not going to give you 1,500 shows of content that's meaningless. I'm not going to give you 1,500 shows of content just to say I got 1,500 shows out there. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to try each and every time to leave you with something, to give you something that has been given to me. If I have gotten a little iota of knowledge, I am going to try to pass it along. And I don't need the newspapers. I don't need the media. I don't need any of that to have as a platform to let you know how much I love and care about my community. I love all communities, but I love my community. Let's not get it twisted. I love my community, and I want to see the best for my community because my children are going to have to deal with our community. So I want to give them the tools. I want to give them the knowledge. I want to give them the blueprint to what's going to make them successful. I don't want to be a part of nobody's failure. I want to be a part of some success. And together, we definitely can be successful. Look, I want to thank you guys for joining me for yet another great show. I got some great plans for you this week. I'm going to give you some updates on Shop Talk. I'm going to give you updates on another festival. We are planning another festival. And I want you guys to go back and listen to the show a couple of days ago. Listen to Platinum Vibes. You know, I rock with them. Platinum Vibes, my son plays in that band. Sax plays in that band. I want you guys to go back, check them out, book them for your event because I'm telling you, they are doing nothing but growing. They are growing, 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 and it's getting ready to be a new day in this area and the surrounding area for bands. So I can't wait to see what they will have going on with them. Guys, I tell you each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. And I do this show on Tuesday. I do this show for you guys, and I want you guys to continue to support the show. I love you. You guys have definitely been live today.